Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN. We're going to spend the next hour talking about the Veterans for Peace National Convention and Power to Peace Festival to be held in Chicago, August 9th through 13th. And we're going to have some live performances here in a little bit from Acres to Miles. But first, joining us on the phone is Michael McPherson, Executive Director, Veterans of Peace. Are you there, Michael?
Yes. Hello. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming in on a Saturday night. And also on the phone is Mega Sife, who kind of put the music and the whole festival together. Is that correct?
Hey, thank you, Dave. Nice to be here. Yes, it is correct.
Okay. So let's start with 101. Tell us a little about the organization and, how it started and why it started.
Sure. So Veterans for Peace was started in 1982. 1985, because this is our 32nd year. Started in 1985. It was started in Maine. A group of Vietnam veterans and Vietnam-era veterans got together. And they started it specifically because of the nuclear arms race and because of the U.S.'s intervention in Central and Latin America. They were concerned, of course, that the United States and Russia, might go to war with nuclear weapons. And they didn't like how the United States was intervening in other people's countries. So they started the organization, and we started with a statement of purpose, which has held up pretty good for the last 32 years. And just to go through, there's 5 points to it. The first one is to increase public awareness of the causes and cost of war. The second is to restrain our government from intervening overtly and covertly in the internal affairs of other nations. The third is to end the arms race and to reduce and eventually eliminate nuclear weapons, which I have to say right now with North Korea, you can see how that still is a big thing that we need to work on and do. The fourth is to seek justice for veterans and victims of war. And we specifically say veterans and victims because as veterans having the ones being in combat, we're not necessarily the victims of the wars like the civilians are. And the fifth is to abolish war as an instrument of national policy. So that's really kind of our overall mission, is to have a vision of a world without war and to work to bring that about.
It's not a small organization. You have 120 chapters across the U.S., is that right?
Yes. Yes, we do. We have over 3,000 members. And, it's not small, but it's not big when you think about the veterans organizations. There's 32 million veterans in the country, something like that. And there's some veterans organizations that have a few million. And it's interesting because it looks as if veterans don't tend to join things as veterans. But we have 120 chapters, and we actually have international chapters. We have a chapter in Okinawa. We just chartered a chapter on mainland Japan. We have a chapter in England. We have a chapter in South Korea. We have a chapter in Mexico and Tijuana. And that chapter works specifically on issues around deported veterans because there's a number of people who served in the U.S. military who were not citizens. Some of them didn't even know that because they came here as kids and, got in the Army. And then when they got out, they might have gotten in trouble of some sort, and they got deported. And we feel like that shouldn't happen. So that chapter in Mexico, it works a lot on deported veterans issues.
And briefly, your own experience. You were Desert Storm, Desert Shield.
Yep, that's right. I actually joined the military while I was in high school still. Between my junior and senior year of high school, I went into the Army Reserve in 1981. As an enlisted person, as a private, went to college, went through the ROTC program, became an officer, went on active duty, and fought in what they call the first Gulf War. But I would tell the audience that that conflict that started in 1990 and the invasion or the invasion into Kuwait to push Saddam Hussein forces out back into Iraq. It's the same conflict that we're in now. We've never stopped military operations we've always had military people in Iraq since that time. So we're really talking like 26 years of war that the United States has been participating in and the people of Iraq have had to go through.
And your son did a tour of Iraq 2005, 2006?
Yeah, that's correct. And my son went to the Army. He served in the 101st Airborne. I served in the 24th Mechanized Infantry Division. He served in the 101st. And kind of a sad story. My son is not real political, but his second son, which would have been my second grandson, died of a degenerative spinal cord disease. And my son went into a little bit of a funk, of course. You know, anybody out there who's lost their child, that's the worst thing that could possibly happen to a person. The military really wasn't giving him any room to heal from that. And he stayed home some days. And in the military, when you stay home, they call you AWOL and you get in trouble. So when he came back to work, they put him in jail. And I'm telling this story so you know that at times the military is not very helpful sometimes to its soldiers. They put him in jail and they eventually put him out of the military, after his son died. So people are thinking about going in the military. There's good reasons to go in. And I have to say that because I'm where I am in part because of that. But there are also a lot of things the military does that are not good for you. So you know, remember that.
I want to get this out for listeners. I was trying to get some stuff together. Do you guys work with a GI rights hotline to active duty military? Is there help you do in that regard? Your organization?
Yeah, they're one of our partners. I don't have the number here with me. Apologize for that. The GI rights hotline. We have some members who also work with the GI rights hotline. And the purpose of that is that if you are on active duty, or not even just active duty, in the reserve, the National Guard, if you are in the military and you're having some legal problems, if you're thinking that you want to get out, you just need some support, you can call the GI Rights Hotline and they can help you know what your rights really are. Because unfortunately, the military is not necessarily going to tell you, what your rights really are. So you need some support for that. So that's correct.
Is there a website for your organization if people want to reach out to you?
Yes, it's Veterans for Peace, www.veteransforpeace, spelled out. If, don't put the number four for the word for, .org, veteransforpeace.org.
Specifically now, let's talk about what's going to be happening in Chicago. Megasife, there's a lot going on. I want to hit some bullet points. I mean, we played Jackson Brown because he's doing a benefit on August 13th. Okay. Why don't you talk about how this all came together for Chicago on August 9th through 13th?
Well, August 9th through the 13th is our 32nd annual convention, and August 11th is the Power to Peace Festival. This came about because folks in the organization have wanted to put on a festival for a long time. And I guess I came to them with the idea that we could put on a concert or a festival. And so this is our first attempt at it. We have eight different bands. We have seven different genres or eight different artists.
One of the bands are in the studio tonight, right? Yeah.
Yeah. We got
You'll be hearing them. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm excited to listen.
And
yeah.
You've got Maggie Brown, right?
We've got Maggie Brown on the bill.
Maggie's been on the show, yeah. Go ahead. Keep going.
Oh, good.
We have DJ Dapper. She's a Chicago local, outspoken black queer DJ. We have Kaylee Shahira. She's a local artist. I guess she's from a city close by. Anyway, she's not Chicago local, but she's a young pop artist. And
Watermelon Slim.
Watermelon Slim, yeah, living blues legend and Vietnam veteran. So between Kaylee and Watermelon Slim, we have like 50 years different, and that was also done on purpose to get, we want to get a lot of different ages in here, a lot of different demographics, folks who are all interested in peace and maybe different types of music get us together and creating a conversation.
And this will be at the Vic Theater, 3145 North Sheffield Avenue, at 6 p.m. on Friday, August 11th.
Yes.
Closing night for the convention includes a special performance and benefit for Veterans of Peace by Jackson Brown, Sunday, August 13th at the I never know how to pronounce it.
Cornucopia
Theater, 5216 yeah. West Lawrence Avenue. That's at 7:30. What are the details on that? Do you know?
They're also that's also on the available on the website veteransforpeace.org on the convention page. You can see the. I did not put that one together.
Oh, okay.
I'll just tell you, Jackson Brown is. We have an advisory board, and we have people like Oliver Stone.
Sure. Yoko Ono.
Jackson Brown. Yeah. Yoko Ono. Right. Some of the older people might know who Ed Asner is. So him being on our advisory board, he wanted to, you know, figure out a way that he could help us out. And of course, best way is to do what you do best. And so Jackson Brown just put on the concert for us.
Megasife, you did, you were in the Marine Corps and you did I haven't heard it. You did a mixtape, you did a compilation, Civil I Am. Talk about that. I don't know if that's how much old news that is. That was 2014, but talk about that.
So that's 2014. I wrote that 18 years after I got out of the military. I'd say it's inspired by my son, Tafari, my oldest son, who's now 4 and a half, about to be 5. I had never written anything about that experience. I just kind of blocked it out. And the inspiration finally came to me. So I reached out to my friends, my producers, and I got a wonderful selection of beats and music. And once I sat down to write the music, the songs kind of poured out of me, and it happened in about 2 weeks. And once I finished the project, me and my wife, you know, listened to the rough drafts together and said, this is kind of bigger than me, you know, so why don't we look for somebody who we can donate it to? And so it came out kind of like an anti-war album or an anti-military album. And so then I did my research and I found Veterans for Peace. And I'll be honest with you, I'm kind of an activist through my music. I've been active a little bit when I was younger, but I really don't like big crowds. So I'm not going to be out there protesting. I can't really, I'm kind of weird that way. So when I found Veterans for Peace and they accepted the project, Casey Steinmetz accepted it, and I've been working with them ever since, and it's been the best 3 years of my life, to be honest with you. I don't think the project is old at all. It's new. Nobody's really heard it, and when people do, they kind of love it. So it's exciting for me.
The festival is going to be at the Palmer House Hilton. Is it ironic? Any coincidence that it's near the site of the 68 riots during the Democratic Convention?
Yeah, it's funny. No, we hadn't really even thought of that. I just saw something I have to bring up at the convention. Palmer House gave us a good deal, you know, and it's downtown. I tell you, though, Chicago's expensive. I'm just amazed by Chicago.
Yeah, you should live here.
Can
you hang on? I've got some more questions. We're going to come back with a live song, but can you hang on for a little bit?
Yeah.
Because I want to talk about some specific Chicago issues, too. So don't go away. Can you hang on? All right.
All right.
We'll be back with more on Nocturnal Journal.
Loving you so blindly made life so damn easy. Now it's complicated. What more could I give you? Look at all we've been through. Now we sit in silence. Lost myself beneath us, burned myself. You see, I'm tired of loving between teardrops. Understand I love you, so hear me when I say, you've taken me for granted, pushed surrender. Your kisses are in contracts, promises you've broken, blind with no directions. Now my eyes are open, drowning in my sorrow, gasping prayer. You're standing, saying nothing, pray we don't disappear. Yeah. Can't you see I'm tired of loving between teardrops? So hear me when I say, can't you see I'm tired of loving between teardrops? Give me all or nothing. Oh, watch me walk away.
There you go. That's Acres to Miles, and that's Living Between Teardrops. And you can hear them, and they will be at the Power to Peace Festival Friday, August 11th at 6 p.m. at the Vic Theater, 3145 North Sheffield. I know how to pronounce the Vic Theater. Very good. Thank you all for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
So tell us a little about the band. We're going to break for the news in a little bit, but how the band got together and how you got involved with this
program. Yeah. So we are Acres to Miles. We're a four-piece band. My name is B.A. I'm the lead singer. We also have Emery Joseph Yost on guitar. He does bass, mandolin. We have Jeremy over here. He does guitar and bass. And then we have Jared on drums.
Okay.
So it's just an amazing thing together. We all got together. Actually, I knew this song was actually created 3 years ago, and that's how I met Joey, and then, but we've been together since 2017, so we've just been hitting the road writing. We're able to get the opportunity to perform for this show through a program called Reverb Nation. I submitted through it for the band, and we were able to get accepted, so that's how I got in contact with Megasyph. And from there, we've just been writing things for the show. We actually, the next song you'll hear is something that we wrote specifically for the show.
So Megasyph, you heard them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, I did. I was blown away when I heard this man sing, and I was just, it's just a blessing to be able to provide a stage for him. I'm very thankful to hear him speak and to build with him. He's a humble, beautiful soul. I can't wait to meet him in person.
And you're Chicago-based?
Yes, we're a Chicago-based band, so from
and
Chi-Town.
How do you feel about the effort, just the whole peace movement and getting involved in this? Tell me your own story about it.
So for myself, it's a great thing. I was not familiar with it, but I know, like, from reading about it, the biggest thing they talk about is education, not militarization. And that's very important, because the more that we are aware of things and the more that we know, we're able to help each other and support each other. So I believe that with that strong foundation that they're focusing on, we can make a change.
And where did you go to school? Where did you grow up?
I grew up in, I'm an East Coaster, but I came here for grad school, so I went to Roosevelt.
You did go to Roosevelt?
Yeah, I went to Roosevelt.
And what did you study at Roosevelt?
Music.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break with David Jennings in the news. I want to talk, come back, and I want to talk about some of the stuff they're doing in Chicago in terms of military, quote-unquote, education. You guys can hang on a little bit longer because I don't want to – this is something I didn't know about. And then we're going to come back with a couple more live songs. So don't go away after David Jennings in the news on WGN. Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN 720. We're on the phone with Michael McPherson, National Executive Director of the Veterans for Peace, and MegaSife, who helped organize and put together the Power to Peace Festival held August 9th through 13th at the Palmer House Hilton. Thanks for hanging on for a little longer, because, Michael, I wanted to ask you a little about, this is something I didn't know about your initiative to take military education out of the schools here in Chicago. I mean, these numbers... most would be surprised to learn that our government spends over $600 million on military advertising each year and a total of over $3.2 billion on military recruitment each year. Tell us how that affects the schools and stuff here in Chicago.
Right. Well, first thing, you can go to a website that the local chapter put up called educationnotmilitarization.org and learn more about what the local chapter is doing. And my understanding is that Chicago has the largest number of ROTC programs and cadets in the country. And I understand that Chicago's having some problems with this funding of the school system, but yet they do fund or at least in part these programs in the school. And they believe, people who believe in these programs, think it's teaching young people discipline and you know, good values. And, you know, can't say that the military didn't teach me some discipline and good values. Most of that came from my family already, but it does do some of that. But it also, because this is what the military is, it teaches you that domination and violence is the way to solve problems, because, you know, that's what the military does. When I was in the military, I was told, especially as an officer, my job was to manage violence and to manage violence to destroy as much personnel and equipment as possible. It also teaches hierarchy, something that's not that dissimilar from gang hierarchy in terms of there's someone in charge and you have to do what they say. And what communities really need, I think, is to learn how to do community building and how to work together, not in a hierarchical system. Young people need to learn conflict resolution skills, which is not exactly what the military does, and de-escalation skills. The way we see it is that the type of skills that young people really need in order to improve their community, and not that those programs aren't teaching anything that's good, but the core skills that people need in order to better their community are not going to come from a military model or military type training. It's going to come from human relations training and learning how to live together and diffuse conflict. So that's the biggest way as a direct impact. But then the indirect impact is the money that's being spent on the ROTC programs could actually be spent on programs that teach the skills I just talked about. And then if you look at the military budget on a whole, I don't know if your listeners know that there's different types of spending in the government, and one of those things is called discretionary spending, because there's some spending that is mandated, like on Social Security and things like that. So discretionary spending is where you get money for education, for housing, you know, for all those different things that the government spends money on. Half of the money that's discretionary spending goes towards the military, half of that budget. So that leaves just not that much for all the other things that we need in the United States, you know, citizens need to help our country be better. So that's how people are impacted by spending on the ROTC program and also on our military in general.
Okay, now hang on. Can you hang on a little longer? Because I've got more questions for you. But I also want the band, Acres to Miles. This is a song you guys wrote specifically for this event. Why don't you set up the song, and then we'll go right into it. But talk about this song.
Yeah, so this song was written by the band, myself, and Joey. So Joey sent some music to me, and literally what happened was
I received an email that we were acknowledged to be a part of the show. And so I was like, man, we cool to write a song. So literally like a day after he sent me some music, he was like, hey, listen to this run. And I was like, man, this is cool. And I just started writing the song, and the song just wrote itself.
And what's the name of the song?
It's called War and Peace.
Okay, take it away. Acres to Miles, that's BA. You wrote that specifically for the Peace Festival.
Yes, that's correct.
You know, we've gone in and out of this subject a lot on this show, especially in recent months. In your peers and the places you go to, what's the status of the protest song and the message song today? Are people writing songs like this?
Yeah, I believe that people are writing songs, because the thing is we all live in a place where we all want to be able to have the same opportunities available for each other. So, yeah, people are writing because they just want change, but we want change collectively, and that's what we're trying to go for.
Michael and Mega Cypher, are you hearing that? Are you hearing more songs like this?
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mega Cypher. I'm sorry.
Oh, you can go, Michael. It's okay. Please.
Well, I just wanted to say, first of all, you guys sound awesome there in the studio. I'm so excited to hear you live because I never heard your music before. So, you know, I'm like here wanting to scream, awesome, awesome, you know. And I was just telling Megacyphe today and some other people that movements, you know, people see people out in the streets and see people protesting and stuff, but all movements also have a soundtrack, you know, all right. Movements also have music.
Civil rights movement. Yeah. I mean, yeah, right.
Right, you know. And so people express themselves, and like Megacyphe was saying, he's an activist, but he's an activist through his music. So, yeah, we are seeing more of that. And it's never, you know, gone away, but I think it's blooming more now. And I actually think with the current administration that we're and the movement from the right that we're seeing, that we're going to even see more incredible, fantastic music like what Miles to Acres is doing and Megacyphe.
You know, I mean, again, people on the show, they talk about their dreams, their aspirations, things they want to do. But, I mean, some of your ideas are pretty powerful and pretty far-reaching. I mean, what are the alternatives to war?
Well, one thing I tell people real quick, and Miles, I'm sorry that I jumped in like that. I tend to do that sometimes. If, you know, when we look around the world, and the peace movement in the past has kind of looked at what's going on overseas as opposed to what's going on here at home. And one of the things that Veterans for Peace has made clear, and you know, I've tried to move our organization towards, is thinking about peace at home, peace abroad. And by that, what we understand is that we can't just look at what's happening overseas. We also have to look at what's happening here at home and help people see that there are connections between the forces that are impacting communities here in the U.S. and the same forces are impacting communities abroad, and that we need to try to build a broad front across all of our movements and internationally. There's not that much difference between some of the gangs, some of the militia, the young men who are looking for jobs and purpose in Afghanistan or Iraq or Syria, and the young men in Chicago or New York or here in St. Louis, young men and women who are looking for it, want jobs and want purpose and want self-esteem. And so we need to make our governments and the rich, the 1%, invest in our communities and help job creation and education, because that changes and transforms people, and it helps with conflict resolution so that you might not even have, you won't have as much conflict when people have jobs and have purpose.
I don't want to neglect, we've touched on a lot of points of the festival, but you have a Veterans Town Hall at 7 p.m. Thursday, August 10th at the First United Methodist Church, 77 West Washington. Veterans right. will discuss how increased militarization and inadequate education impact immigration, violence, sexism, the environment, policing, and the social and psychological well-being of our neighborhoods. Talk about that. What will happen on that day?
Yeah, so we have five veterans. Four of them live in the Chicago area. One of them, Lennox Yearwood, who's the keynote speaker. He's the CEO of the Hip Hop Caucus. Some of you might have heard of him, and he's coming in to speak. The other four vets are Eric Garcia. He's an Air Force vet. Natasha, she's an Air Force veteran. Tayyip Rashid, he's also known as the Muslim Marine. And Rory Fanning, who's an Army Ranger veteran. And what we want to do, and I say this to the audience, please come out, especially the vets, because we believe our voice as veterans can have a real strong impact on the community and on young people, to talk about the violence we've seen, the violence we've trained for, and how it really hasn't solved problems, and that we can come together as veterans and think about, you know, how can we impact the community? Because you know, you go and train and you've always had to think about how to approach situations on the fly that are very dangerous. So now we can use some of the same skills that we learned in the military to make our communities better. But we have to get together in order to do that. So that's what we're trying to do with this public event.
And when is the speaker going to when is he going to appear? Colonel Lawrence Wilkerson, retired U.S. Army colonel and former chief of staff to U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell. When do you know when he's going to talk?
Yeah. So we have a banquet. It's going to be at the Palmer House on Saturday. I think Saturday is the 12th. So the banquet starts. Cocktails start at 6. Then the food starts at 7 and the program begins at 8. You can go to our website, veteransforpeace.org, get a ticket just to the banquet. And Colonel Wilkerson is going to speak at that banquet.
Well, thank you for being so generous with your time, Michael and Megasai. Did you pick, was Chicago in rotation or did you pick Chicago for any specific reason? Or how did you end up in Chicago for this?
Yeah. Well, there's two things. One is because they're doing that work, education, not militarization. They've been working on that for a long time, and we wanted to uplift that. But also, we have a convention in various cities. Last year, it was at Berkeley. Year before that, in San Diego. The year before that, in Asheville, North Carolina. So when a chapter speaks up and say they want to have the convention, you know, we're really excited because it's a tough thing to put a convention on, and most chapters don't actually want to do it. And Chicago stepped up and said they wanted to do it.
Well, good for you. It'll be good. So thank you so much for joining us. Michael McPherson, National Executive Director for Veterans for Peace from St. Louis. And Megasai, where are you at, Megasai? What city are you calling
from? I'm in Kansas City.
Kansas City. Okay. Well, we'll see you when you get to Chicago. We're going to take a break for some commercials. We're going to come back with one more song.
Yeah,
one short more song. Okay, yeah. So don't go away on Nocturnal Journal.
You could drive me down a super highway. You could buy me diamonds if you please. What you want won't satisfy me. Those are not the type of gifts that I need. Material things are beautiful. Reveal to me a deeper soul. You could drive me down a super highway. You could buy me diamonds if you please. Maserati down the super highway. Private night, Alinea, don't impress me. Material things are beautiful. Reveal to me a deeper soul. I don't want to dance alone tonight. Staring at the fire, burn the moonlight. Feel the ground beneath my feet. Breathing all alone in the spotlight. Go right where I wanna go. Be right where I wanna be. Stay right where I wanna stay. See right what I wanna see. Go right where I wanna go. Be right where I wanna be. Stay right where I wanna stay. See right what I wanna see. Go right where I wanna go. Be right where I wanna be. Stay right where I wanna stay. See right what I wanna see. You could drive me down a super highway. You could buy me diamonds if you please. What you want won't satisfy me. Those are not the type of gifts that I need. material things are beautiful. Reveal to me a deeper soul. I don't want to dance alone tonight. Staring at the fire, burn the moonlight. Feel the ground beneath my feet. Breathing all alone in the spotlight. Stay right where I wanna stay. See right what I wanna see. Go right where I wanna go. Be right where I wanna be. Stay right where I wanna stay. See right what I wanna see. I don't wanna dance alone tonight. I don't wanna wait. I don't wanna wait. I don't wanna wait. I don't wanna dance alone tonight. Staring at the fire, burn the moonlight. Feel the ground beneath my feet. Breathing all alone in the spotlight. Go right where I wanna go. Be right where I wanna be. Stay right where I wanna stay. See right what I wanna see. Go right where I wanna go. Be right where I wanna be. Stay right where I wanna stay. See right what I wanna see. I don't wanna dance alone tonight. Breathing all alone in the spotlight. Dance alone tonight, staring at the fire, burn the moonlight.
Acres to Miles, thank you very much, BA. That's called Go, right?
Yeah, that's called Go.
Let's let's get all the credits. How can people find out more about the band? You got any other gigs coming up?
Yeah, we have some future gigs coming up, but you can find us on Facebook, Acres to Miles. We're also available on Instagram, also on Twitter. So just look up Acres to Miles. We got some great things coming along, so we're very excited about it.
And, of course, the reason you're here, you will be at the very first Power to Peace Festival.
Yes.
At the Vic Theater.
At the Vic Theater next week.
3145 North Sheffield. Friday, August 11th, right?
Yes, Friday, August 11th.
6 o'clock. How'd you get the name of the band?
The band name came along. You'll find out soon. But there is a meaning behind it because it's Acres to Miles. So for us, it means that no matter what the distance is, we don't have an issue going to find different styles and just fusing them together. So we love it.
And this is on your agenda, right? The musical and cultural exchange that, like, who comes to your gigs and stuff? I mean, is it a cross between the people?
It's a cross breed of just everyone just coming to and just enjoy great music.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for coming in tonight. It was quite a sizzling session, I think. Don't you think?
Yes. Thank you
and
so much for having
thank
us.
Thank you, Aubrey Mumpower, and thanks for Dan Long. And we'll be back next week for more Nocturnal Journal.